Oh, good. The recording started. I just want to add that I can see that, you know, there's sort of the top half of your logo. I don't know what that means in terms of the screen.
Oh, it's not a big deal. Not a big deal, Steve, if you don't see the whole logo. I mean, it's a scrolling issue. Anyway, hi, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy 2017. Yes, I know. That's fixed now. Happy 2017. It's the first Creative Entrepreneur Success Club meeting of the new year. So as such, now hold on a minute, because in improving the centering of the logo, which in future, folks, don't worry about if it's not center, okay? I just want to go back to my itinerary here. So we're going to get to shares eventually, but I want to start out with some exercises to help focus, all right? So I'm assuming everybody's ready to write.
Okay.
We're going to take two minutes now. Good. We are going to take 2 minutes now, and what I want you to do is think about free write, however you want to get down to it, the three biggest biggest accomplishments to your mind that you experienced in 2016, in any area of life, your three biggest accomplishments. Okay. So let me get my timer up, because now I'm toggling back and forth between the phone and the, there it is. All right, starting now.
Hello?
All right, folks, so that was the first part of the exercise. And just to check in, what are you seeing on your screen right now? I just had to, I changed the screen share.
2 minutes, right down.
Great, perfect. Okay, so that if I hear another person join the call, I can just tell them. We're on the second exercise, which I'm really excited about, because this is a really powerful concept, in my opinion. It is what I call the 1% theory. I got the idea from another inspiration economist participant named Brian Johnson. Yeah, he's quite a character. Anyways, here's the 1% theory in a nutshell, roughly translated into my own words. Small improvements compounded by 1% over time in combination with each other. In other words, you know, aggregated, right? And happening over time, creates optimal achievement. So even if you're just improving in any given area by 1% each week, if you continue that trajectory, you will eventually experience the kind of professional and personal transformation you're looking for, okay? So the question here is, what are three things in your life, personally, professionally, and in terms of your environment, that you can improve by 1% over the coming year? Okay. So you will keep improving them by 1% over the coming year. So don't worry about the math at what that adds up to by, 363 days from now. But just what can you improve, three things, by 1%? All right? And I can give you a couple minutes to, I said three, but I don't think we need 3 minutes. I'm going to give you a couple minutes for that. Starting now. Okay, everybody, and apologies, Tessa. I don't know at what point you started to hear things, but as you can see, did you miss the first exercise? Write down three biggest accomplishments. Is that what you missed? Tessa? Yes. Okay, but that you can share those aloud if you like a little later. All right, I'll be interested to hear them. And I think I unmuted everybody. If you're in a noisy place, though, I respect your muting yourself, however. So now we're going to go on to the most comprehensive part of this exercise. I'm going to mute.
Hello? Rati?
Okay, folks, take two. What's going on out there, guys? Did you not hear the instructions initially to the,
No.
No, Rati, you dropped off before you even said the word letter.
Oh, man, Mercury is fucking with us in a big way. Pardon my language. Oh, how frustrating. All right, we're going to start over then. and somebody's squealing like crazy.
Jingle bells.
So, all right, mute yourself by star fixing. It's, it, you know, somebody has feedback going on. I don't know who it is, but someone left the meeting. All right. And there's an echo now. Guys, I'm sorry, too, because I have a microphone I usually use that's not in commission. But since I'm on the phone, it shouldn't be a problem. So the exercise is also screen shared with you, as you may see. It is number 3. We are writing a letter to yourself from the future, January 4th, 2018. I'm wanting you to include your business accomplishments and any positive changes in your life. I'm going to give you another few minutes, and you're going to finish this later, all right? But I just want to make sure everybody just heard the instructions to that letter. So if you did, just type in the chat, got it, all right? So please do that. All right, Kathy has it. Who else has it? Has the instructions for the letter. Steve got it. Angela got it. Yay. Okay. In other words, the instructions for writing a letter to yourself in the future. I see the screen share. Very good. It's on there. I'm only going to give you 3 minutes, though, and you can finish it later because we've lost some time, and I apologize for that. So that's a few people who've said they got it. Hopefully, people do have it. So again, tensors poised. I'm going to not mute people. So folks, if you hear a lot of noise, if you're clamoring around or anything, please mute yourself. All right. So that's 3 minutes to write that letter starting now. If you're typing, mute yourself. Star 6. And then star 6 to unmute. Okay, you've got about 30 seconds. Remember, you can finish this later. Alrighty then. Okay. That'll do nicely. Okay. I'm going to make sure everybody is. And unmuting all. Bravo. So, at this juncture, I want to hear what that's stirred up for everybody. Celebration, insights, questions. I know it says 20 minutes. We'll probably shave that down a little bit. So we have time to get to the material and announcements. But I figured it's the beginning of the year, a good time to do a little refresher on networking. So, but first, you know, please shout out and tell me what's going on for you. Start with the positive. Well, I'll just start calling names and you can talk to me. We can do this however you like to do. We can make it hard or we can make it easy.
I'm always ready to jump
Steve,
in.
Steve, I know you are. God bless your head. I must say bless your pointed little head. Tell me things.
Okay.
What's going right? Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you something that has happened, and it seems unrelated, but who knows?
Yeah.
Okay. Brooklyn Heights. Anybody live in Brooklyn Heights?
I do.
Okay. I'm sorry. Do you or no? Okay.
No. Yeah. Yes. I heard someone does. Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I have been on a list for Mitchell Ama apartment in Brooklyn Heights for God knows how long, maybe 20 years.
Wow.
On the Upper West Side of Manhattan. Nice, but I don't know. I think I got a call. And I know.
That's awesome. Because I know what it costs to live up at that master's building, boy.
Oh, you know.
Not cheap. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And
that's tremendous.
It's sort of something nice happening in a year that was difficult in terms of loss. And it's suddenly very exciting. So we'll see if that happens. But I have a feeling I might have that option.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay.
I'll let you know.
Keep our fingers crossed, please. That's a great way to start the year. Terrific.
Yeah.
And so what was it like for you doing these exercises, Steve?
I'm sorry, for the...
As choppy as it was, I realize. What are the three small areas you're going to improve in over time?
Okay, got it. Okay, so... All right, I'm suddenly thinking about this website more. It's about bargain. Mm-hmm. It's what I do. Suddenly I have some eros around that or, you know, energy around that. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I've been putting it off for a long time. It feels like more fun than this whole, like, you know, networking thing. So if I start that, mm-hmm. I'll get my energy started. Anyway, that's a long way of saying that. And to do one new correspondence with a new contact a week, like an actual
Terrific.
Telephone call or sit down.
Yeah, and great. Absolutely.
Right, 15 minutes a day, at least.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because...
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. You were going to share something else?
Right now.
Because what?
There's no... I do have a little thing, actually, that I got a little...
Oh, a little thing. What's that? Let's not say there's no work when you've got something going on.
It's a little thing for my ex-girlfriend to write a press release for her fitness studio and also to follow up on the releases, you know, to drum up business. Now, I'm doing that. It's an okay hourly rate, but it also will help me, I think, get over this resistance I have to making those kinds of calls.
Good. Good. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
So, ah!
Yeah.
You got a few things going on.
Thanks.
Terrific. Mm-hmm. We may come back, but I want to make sure we bounce around to everybody. I'm just going to go down this list here. Caddy, what are three things you're going to start to make incremental improvements in the coming year?
Well, I kind of had to laugh because I put three things in each of the three things.
in each three areas?
Yeah, but what's interesting is thinking of it just in the terms of 1%. making very small changes but staying consistent with them. You know, that's one of my big challenges. I go big and do it all or do nothing. So towards health, eating right, sleeping more, exercise, keeping to a gym schedule I'm setting for myself weekly. And if I fall off 1 week, that's okay. Just keep back up. And self-care, journaling, taking showers, you know, simple things.
Thank you,
Yeah. Well, and also New York City unlimited hot water is a beautiful thing. Dealing with past problems and failures is because of my leaving my husband this year and being homeless for a while, couch surfing. I have an albatross of many, some small, some large problems that are, I keep them in a Pandora's box and don't look at them because they're scary. And I got to start picking them out one at a time, 1% at a time. And then number three is new clients, a new career, and my artistic expression. Just sort of.
So you're doing like 9 things here.
Yeah.
I'm going to just point that out, my darling. You need to just keep it simple, all right? Pick one. One in each area.
It has to be exercise because the gym fuels me to get everything else right.
Yes. All right. And I'm not saying you're not going to bring the other things up to speed, but just one right now. Exercise, and then what's the
secondly other would have to be the actual divorce.
Yes, let's get that behind us. Behind me, Satan. Get that out of there. Yes, absolutely.
And honestly, in number three, I know that pragmatically it should be career or new clients, but honestly, I believe that if I take a deep breath and start expressing myself artistically through color, through art, visual art, or music, or photography, or all of those things, anything. I have so many different things I like to do artistically that I just, because it's not a career, I don't put it in the front, and I think that it keeps me stagnant creatively by not expressing myself. I had to do a collage in the bathroom, and it just woke me up to a bunch of Mod Podge and posters and fun.
All right, I would like to submit the following. I mean, along with the exercise, this is a self-care thing. So that's like 2 things in there. I would lump into self-care, exercise, and your creativity. Because remember, this is the Creative Entrepreneur Success Club. So we're not letting the career, the business, fall off the table. You can just 1%, you know, what's one small thing you can start to do to get your organizing business back on the table?
One small thing, Facebook. I actually had that on my to-do today anyway.
Okay.
I haven't actively touched my page in almost a year.
Okay, let's get that back up. Yes. Yeah. Very good. All right, that's something. You got it. You know, sometimes, no matter how chaotic life gets, and I find this is true in terms of regaining momentum or moving forward with something, sometimes the best you can do is even turn your mind towards the project or the work. So Facebook is a way to do that. And it's also, it's a public statement.
Yeah.
Right?
And yeah. Yep.
So good. Agreed. I'll take it. Very good. Angela, Angela, tell me things. What are the 3 things you're going to move towards this year that you're going to improve this year?
Time management, asking for help, and self-care.
So time management, would you say that's in the professional area? Because I want very specifically to think of one thing in each aspect of life that I mentioned, which is personal, professional, and what was the third? Oh, environmental. Environmental. Yeah. I haven't heard that for anybody, but you know what? I'll take the internal environment and as acceptable. So what do you have? One one thing for each of those areas. Can you put it in those terms for me? Hello?
Yes, here.
Yeah.
So, professional, so go networking. One networking every week.
Good.
Personal time management.
Okay.
And environmental, taking self-care.
Yes, well, you said asking for help. And I like that.
Yes.
I like that. You know, that can certainly be applied in terms of the environment of your life, right? Staying out of isolation when you need help, asking for it. I definitely.
Yes.
All right. Is there anything that came up for you that you want to express? A celebration, an insight you may have had doing the writing today?
Not really.
I would say
I'm glad that I'm here, like right now on a phone call, because I don't feel well, so I made it.
Oh.
That's a celebration.
Brava! You showed up. You're not alone. I know Katarina's has something going on too. So good for you. Brava.
Yes.
Okay, Tessa. So tell me things.
Hi, I've been muted because my baby's in the background, but I had as I put on the Facebook page, I went to the yoga studio that I wanted to sub for, that I know some people there casually. I know the owner and one of the teachers from when I went there a lot when I was pregnant, and I was shy to go and approach them because I hadn't actually been in the studio for 7 months, and to me that was long enough for my contacts to be cold. And I just tried to do the ask exercise, and when I saw the business owner, I said, you know, so good to see you. I wanted to talk with you about subbing. And before I was even done with that sentence, she looked very relieved, and she said, that's music to my ears, and I'm going to put you on the list right now. And that night, I started getting asks from the studio to start subbing. I didn't have to take a class to prove that I was, you know, up.
Oh, I know. You made it so hard. Oh, my God. How do you like that?
So now I have the other problem, which I often tell my design clients, is you have to have a plan for when you're successful.
Sure.
And that means that all your networking that you do, once people start contacting you, you better be able to deliver what you promised. So I have to, I reached out to some friends to see if I could get some care for Oliver while I'm in nanny limbo. And I was very touched that people were replying that they were so happy to help me get back into teaching. They didn't want, they were happy to do things as favors, even though I was willing to compensate them. So I just felt so supported and loved in a way that I didn't expect. And I was really proud of the situation. It was much more pleasant than I even had hoped it could be.
How do you like that? So often that happens. It's very interesting when you look at risk. Very often people think they're jumping off a cliff, and then what they find is they've jumped and it's like a 2 foot fall.
Yeah.
You know, they jump and they land, and it's like, what? I thought this was a cliff. It was nothing, right?
Yeah, I had built it up because it was such a good set of contacts that I thought I didn't want to spoil anything by making any mistakes, you know? And then that's sort of like a perfectionist flaw, perhaps.
Yes. Yeah. And it's all playing out in your head, which is unreal.
There's
nothing real. You're like, we tell this whole story in our head. It has nothing to do with reality, with what's going to unfold by showing up. So, bravo. And so what are three improvements personally, professionally, environmentally that you're going to set up this year?
I've been trying to wake up earlier for a while, and that's, you know, difficult. So I'm... I'm weaning my son so I can possibly go to bed earlier. And my goal is that I can have that 1 hour before everybody's awake to tend to myself, exercise, shower, eat, whatever that I need, maybe do some mm-hmm. work, you know, just take that time. I think that will be really good for both my environment and my home, get things a little bit more organized, and professionally, you know, answer those emails, and personally, because I will be, you know, making sure that I eat before everybody else does or have a chance to stretch or exercise. So I think that's my one.
So can you just concisely say three things?
Oh, it's all tied to waking up earlier and going to bed earlier.
Ah. So actually, that's so interesting. I love that because, you know, you hit on something. So many things can be traced back to sleep,
mm-hmm.
to sleep issues. So, I mean, just focusing on your sleep hygiene,
mm-hmm.
can be transformative,
mm-hmm.
right? So, you know, yeah, just focus on that for a while and asking and doing your asks,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
which is
yeah.
terrific. And you're doing it in all areas, too. You're asking for support. You're asking for, you know, coverage where you need.
Yeah, that felt like it was a big mom test. So I hope that's motivational. Everybody is afraid to talk to people that they
think they got to be connected. Posting it on the page. You know, thank you for sharing it. That meant a lot to me. That was terrific. So bravo to everyone for stepping out and stepping up a little more. I know Katerina. Is Katerina out there? I don't know. She might have gotten tired and rolled over and turned off. Well, we're recording this. So anybody else? Anybody else want to share anything before we move on to announcements and the material? Okay. Actually, I think, I don't think Miriam's out there or Katerina. So, yeah, let me get to that to make sure we have enough time because we can do some questions at the end if need be. So I'm going to change the screen share now. Hang on a minute. Mm. Oh, wait. There it is. Hold on. Okay, folks. First of all, I'm just curious. Who has worked on networking? Has anybody been in the networking class with me before that I've done?
No.
Oh, what? So this is fresh. Okay, so that must have been from the rest, from the last cycle. So very good. You should be able to see that handout that I mailed to you. No. Okay. I mean, I changed the screen share. Does everybody see it? Good. Okay. So yes, networking. Networking can be very intimidating for folks, but it really only boils down to this, leaving your house and meeting new people. That's all it is. That's all networking is. And it can happen any time, any place. I had a couple of experiences taking care of my mother over the last week where I just happened to go, you know, be walking around with her and I walked in somewhere in a co-working space and had a great networking moment with someone. You know, it can happen anywhere, right? Now, when you network, one of the mistakes people often make is that they are trying to find clients. And that is not necessarily the best way to find clients because for many of us, depending on your profession, of course, you know, everybody's there to find work. That's why they're at the networking event in many cases. So sometimes you do find clients and leads, but the thing to keep in mind, I think, are four kinds of people that you're looking for. And I'm trying to make my screen stroll. There it is. Referral partners, other business owners who could serve as people who would refer people to you, right? So something you could do would be to sit and make a list of 5 to 10 people profession who might be good referral partners in terms of the business you do, right? That's an exercise I invite you to take on. Read for speaking events. If you are doing education-based marketing, which I highly recommend, especially Tessa, you're a yoga teacher. You know, you want to build your yoga practice. I know that Sarah wants to do writing coaching, education-based marketing via speaking, and then offering people private conversations with you, also known as sales conversations, except you don't call them that because you want them to be a gift. You know, I call mine a career checkup, right? You know, speaking events, people who let people know you want to speak, and the types of organizations you're interested in speaking in front of. Oh, I see a little typo there, sorry. And ask them if they can connect you with anyone looking for speakers, right? That's something to let people know you're looking for, all right? And another leads, I said leads for speaking. And the fourth are, yes, clients. People would be interested in buying your services. But like I say, again, these folks are rare at general networking events, okay? Often, they do require a sales process of being referred to them and offering them a free conversation, right? Cultivating somewhat of a relationship before they buy from you. So it is possible to meet people at a networking event you can start to cultivate that relationship with, but we're going to focus on the first three, okay? And before you go in, to make it enjoyable for yourself, interesting. I said, get clear on your goals for the month. That's interesting. Did I write that? Why not? Totally separate from the networking event. Get clear on your goals for the month professionally. And then, because you don't know, it's very interesting when you turn your mind, like I say, when you turn your mind to your work professionally, even when you don't have time to build your business, for instance, just turning your mind to it, that actually starts to shift things unconsciously for you in the right direction. So just get clear on your goals for the month and set intentions. Yes, ground yourself. Do some breathing. Set intentions, okay, and visualize, right? This is an interesting thing. Set an intention for the event. It could be, I intend to speak to three people. I intend to walk away with five business cards. Or you could even visualize before going in the kind of person you want for a referral partner. Find out what you can about the nature of the networking event and who's going to be there. And visualize a little bit going in there. Don't go straight to the food table. Look around. Okay? Look to see who's there, right? So, yes, that brings us to when you arrive. First thing you want to do is greet and chat with the person who organized the event, okay? Find that person, all right? So you're going to let them know what you're up to, why you're there. They're going to want to know that. They're going to want you to have a successful experience. So letting them know what you're even looking for is a good idea. Because they may point you in the direction of the very people you want to talk to, okay? So find the person who organized the event and chat with them and thank them and all that. Scan the room, like I say, and go to the person you feel like you should speak to first. A lot of these bullet points, I don't know what happened in translating this to a PDF. I apologize anyway. But just scan the room. You may want to go talk to the person who was the loneliest. I don't know. Just follow your gut. Right? Go to someone and speak to them. Oh, yeah, I kind of say that. If it's easier, pick someone who looks more nervous than you. Or, yes, this is an instance where standing by the food table is permissible because people inevitably will go there. All right? This is and now while you're networking, this is a big one. This is probably the best thing you can do. Take the focus off yourself. Be the connector. Introduce people to one another in the room once you've met them. See if you can make connections for others, right? Because networking, I'm going to get to this in a minute, is not direct, all right? Collect business cards. This is real important. Be sure that you write the next action you're going to take with that person on the back of the business card. Otherwise, you're going to get home and not know who they are, what you want to do, or anything, all right? So it's a good idea. For instance, these are examples of things you can write on the back of the business card. They may be someone you want to send your free gift to and put on your newsletter, all right? FG, I don't know what that means. You may want to schedule a meeting with them. Or those are, you know what, these are little, you might want to just use codes because there may not be a lot of room on the business cards. You could just say FG for free gift, right? You could, and that means they're getting on your newsletter because to get the free gift, right, once you input the free gift, they have basically opted into your newsletter, okay? Schedule a meeting with them. You may meet someone who you know a good connection for, so connect so-and-so with so-and-so. Good referrals. You want to write down, this might be, I'm not sure what good referrals are, I don't remember what I mean by that, but obviously it's a person who's a referral, you want to note that. You may just have that these people are someone you want to keep in touch with by email, check in with in 2 months, just shoot them a friendly email. I would say shoot them an email right away, right? Say, great meeting you last night, okay? And ergo, that brings us to what's going to happen after the event, all right? This is where getting a kid to do some work for you part-time 3 hours a week would be a really good idea. Find a way to make that happen, because this is the most tedious part of networking, in my opinion, putting all the contacts into a database. And you've got your database, you've got your mailing list, okay? Those are two separate things, so it's double entry, right? Depending on who's opted in, right? You have to get permission to put people into your newsletter. So you want to get all your contacts into a database. Follow up within 3 days of the event. You'll be perfect at this, including me, but it's best to do that. If it's a potential client, get on that right away and set up a sales conversation with them. Now, if they don't get back to you to set up an appointment, the rule of thumb for me is follow up 3 times. Okay, oh God, I'm really going to have to redo this document. I apologize, folks. But Tessa, hello? I don't know. Tessa's having a hard time hearing you. Does everybody else hear me?
Yes.
I lost the web feed. Yeah, okay. Well, Tessa, you know, this is being recorded, and you're going to get the recording, and you have the handout, but I don't know how to help her. So, like I said, I'm on the phone now. That's fine, Tessa. Oh, you're on the phone now, and you can't hear me. All right. I'm just going to say try logging out and back in again. You know, folks, there's not a lot I can do as far as technical stuff goes. When you're having a problem, you need to, you know, I know that nobody's muted here, and I'm not muted, so... Okay, honey, don't worry about other people. Tessa, you're a real great gal when it comes to that. But I'm trying to keep my mind focused on the teaching. So other people are big people. Everybody in this group is a grown-up. So if they have a problem, they'll let me know. Okay? Believe me, they do. and that's as it should be. So as I was saying, the rule of thumb with networking is follow up 3 times. 2 emails and then 1 phone call, right? Initially, you want to pick up the phone to set up an appointment. If they don't get back to you, follow up with 2 emails. I would space them a week apart and then pick up the phone. Now, if they don't respond, believe it or not, you put them on what I call a hot list. I don't know why it's called a hot list. I didn't make up the term. I don't think it's a great name for it, frankly. But you're doing this because there is an email, you put them, you're going to stay in touch with them, all right? Now, there is when you do special events, you won't necessarily put them on your mailing list unless they've said to, right? I'm scrolling down here to see the follow-up, yeah, database, all right, I already talked about that. So people who are on your hot list are people who they really need to get more familiar with you to cozy up. So when you're doing an event, friend them on Facebook so that they see you once in a while posting, right? People find it easier to friend on Facebook sometimes than to just get back to you via email, okay? There are people you want to give a touch, you want to touch on every few months, all right? So now I'm going to race through this because we don't have a lot more time today due to technical problems, which I'm sorry about, and I'm trying to move this thing on my screen. You know what? You can read through the rest of this this page by yourself. Basically, I list good questions to ask, right? If you're not sure what to ask, how to start conversations with people, right? There are different kinds of events. There are informal events, right? Like dinners and out with friends, right? Those questions might be a little different than what you ask at a formal networking event, all right? So that's what I've outlined here. I give you a little sample script. Then there's another kind of networking event I've listed here. People join BNI, Gotham Networking, Power Core. These are regular networking events you attend every week, okay? Now, I want to give everybody, now look at this, HireRise, right, we talked about a CRM management system. These people, that could be your database, right, your HireRise account. I'm repeating myself now. Oh, yeah, this is really nice, actually. This is a nice little document, folks. If you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see a nice little format for the email, the follow-up email, okay? It's also another opportunity to get people to opt into your mailing, because in the context of that email, you can say, if you'd like a free gift or article, right? You get their permission to put them on their mailing list. Just reply and you get more, all right? So, again, if nobody gets back to you that you've met an event, put them on the hot list to reach out to before your next speaking event, webinar, or just let them know what you're doing. Keep them in the loop via social media, okay? Now, as I was saying briefly before, marketing karma is indirect. You can't predict where you will receive it from. It may not be from the person you've helped. Don't worry about it and don't keep score. That will make you crazy. Okay? So, we're just about a minute off. I want to first take a few questions, then I got a few announcements. And hopefully people can hang in there a few minutes more. If not, I will repeat these via an email or something. But does anybody have any questions about networking or anything else for that matter that have occurred to them?
Yeah, real quick. I'm okay. Yeah. Networking event, picking one person who's standing alone and talking with them. But if they're in the group of three, I'm paralyzed.
Well, are you good at listening? Do you like to listen? This is a situation where it's okay to eavesdrop.
Well, just, stand there with them?
Well, yeah, you know what? Because you're looking for a conversation opener. If they're talking about something that's boring you to tears, go somewhere else. Hmm. Just keep your eye on the group if there's someone you want to speak to, see if you can see an opening, but... get into the conversation. Just, go there and listen to the conversation. If it's an interesting conversation, take part.
It's hard to approach.
Right?
I'm saying it's hard to approach. Yeah.
Yeah, so, it's hard to approach the group because I'm wondering if the reason it's hard is you think you need to cut somebody off from the herd.
I don't know. It's just hard to approach a group already.
Well, what do you want from approaching a group?
Well,
this is a good question, Steve, by the way. Thank you. What do you want by approaching a group?
I don't know how to answer that. The same as approaching a person to begin to meet people.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So what are you afraid will happen if you walk up to a group and start listening to the conversation?
Sorry, I'm getting a call. Shut it off.
Yes, thank you.
I don't know where the phone. Okay, there it is. I'm sorry. I was distracted. Please repeat
that. What are you afraid will happen if you walk up to a group and start listening to the conversation?
They look at me like, who's this character? I'm sorry, I'm being honest.
And then, okay, no, I'm asking you to be honest. So yeah. If they say, who's this character, what's so bad about that?
Well, it's a fear of rejection, you know, awkwardness, out of place, shrink down. And
okay, so now this is, all right, now, so you know all of this is in your head, right? You know that.
Yeah, I do.
So listen, this is an opportunity for some metacognition. This is an opportunity to be in your witness consciousness.
Yeah. Yeah.
You need to tolerate that kind of discomfort.
Right.
In fact, that would be a great objective, a great intention for your next event. I intend to walk up to a group and listen to the conversation, maybe even participate, and just be with my feelings. Just be with the fear.
Okay.
And the discomfort.
Okay.
That's your assignment.
Okay.
And that actually brings me to an assignment for everyone. I want you to look at your calendars and schedule one networking event to go to each week through January 31st, okay? And I would like you to be able to tell us where you're going next week for your networking event.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
I will also post on the group a nice networking thing I heard about called networkingsucks.net. This is a woman who does networking events, and she does icebreakers. She gets it, right? Well, so this might be a resource to find networking events to go to, okay? Networkingsucks.net. Another quick announcement, as you know, January 15th, 12 to 4, I don't have the information in front of me. The Alchemical Theater in Chelsea. You should have all the information there. I'll email it again. Also, it's January. Come February, I'm starting a brand new cycle of the Creative Entrepreneur Success Club, and I'm going to be mixing up the accountability partners again. And just so you know, I always offer my current group to stay on at the same price. If you let me know by the end of the month. Otherwise, it's 2017. My rates are going up, okay? So if you want the same price point and to stay with the group, let me know before the end of the month, all right?
Okay.
So that's it. Those are the announcements. We will see each other next week. Also, if you have specific business topics you'd like me to teach around or address, shoot me an email, okay? Don't be a stranger. You have access to me between these calls.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So terrific, everybody. It's so nice to be back with everyone.
Yeah.
And hopefully Mercury won't be in retrograde anymore and we'll have a better technical time next week.
Okay.
All right. So bye-bye. Have a great week, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.